Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football, and, of course, our podcast available anywhere to listen to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find it. And please be sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, leave a review also on there. We'd love to hear your comments. Who do you want us to talk about next? What team, what coach, what player from any certain year? So please drop a comment. We love interacting with all of our fans on all of our videos. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we all know what they did, right? They're a really solid team. 13-4 record last year in 2021. Lost in the divisional playoff to the eventual Super Bowl champions, the LA Rams. Close score, 27-30. But you thought it was going to be a down year, right? We all know what happened with Tom. We did a video on it talking about Tom Brady and his retirement of just a handful of weeks. But he's coming back, man. And boy, oh boy. Let's just talk about this. Let's just get into it. So also another big key is Bruce Arians is no longer the head coach. He has stepped down. He has stepped aside. And in steps Todd Bowles. We all know he's been a lifeblood, a key part of the amazing defense that Tampa Bay has, and he's going to have a really good year, I believe, as a head coach. He's had experience before. Also, you have Byron Leftwich coming back on the offensive side of the ball, which he was also huge. I expect him to probably get another head coaching job in the next few seasons. Obviously, right, with Tom Brady coming back, it's a good shot you're going to have a good year. So, I mean, he's coming back, right? You lost Ronald Jones. He's got Russell Gage. He signed back for a three-year deal as that number three receiver, potentially. Potentially number two. We're not sure how Chris Godwin's going to do coming off that ACL injury. But he did have a good year last year, right? 72 catches, almost 800 yards, 4 touchdowns as well. So, I think that he is a solid player. He was good with the Falcons, we all know. And he's going to fit right in with this amazing Buccaneers offense, man. Gronk, we're still not sure. We don't know if he's going to come back yet. He hasn't signed. But I don't know. I feel like he could because he did lose O.J. Howard. He went to the Bills. So I think that Gronk will eventually sign as the tight end for this upcoming year. Looking at this team, though, obviously you got Brady, quarterback. We all know what he's going to do. Probably another tremendous season. Up in the MVP conversation, if I had to guess, it is what it is at this point. It's like clockwork. The running back court, you got Leonard Fournette. You drafted Rashad White in the draft from Arizona State. I think he's going to fit in nicely. So I think they got a really good running back core overall as a team. And then looking at the wide receivers, I mentioned they got Russell Gage. We'll see how they can do. But, of course, you got Mike Evans. Well, I feel the most underrated wide receivers in the game is Mike Evans. He's had really good years. Chris Godwin, like I said, coming off that injury. You also have some other guys on the team like Tyler Johnson, Rashad Perriman, Scotty Miller, and Cyril Grayson this upcoming season, who are going to be happy as a pig in mud that Tom Brady is their quarterback one more time, at least for one more season, am I right? So we'll see how they can do with that. As for the defense, we'll see how they can do it. We'll see what the defense is going to be up to because – boy, that defense was stout last year. They are probably I feel that they're going to be another top five defense this upcoming 2022 season. I mean, we already know all the players. Now, I don't even got to list them. Y'all already know who they are. So I think that Tampa Bay's got a really good shot at getting a really good time, a really good season. Like I said, some of the upgrades, right? You got Logan Ryan coming in. And I mean, other than that, man, this Tampa Bay defense is locked and loaded again for another great season. So I think if you're looking at it, right, we're going to look at their schedule, see who they're facing. They got the Cowboys, the Saints, the Packers, the Chiefs, the Falcons, Steelers, Panthers, Ravens, Rams, Seahawks, a week 11 bye, the Browns, Saints, 49ers, Bengals, Cardinals, Panthers, and to end the year, you got the Atlanta Falcons one more time. So I think this is going to be another dominant season for the Buccaneers in 2022. I think they're going to be fine. They're going to run through the division once again, much to the dismay of a lot of Falcons fans out there. But I think that they're going to have a little bit of competition with the New Orleans Saints. They had a very good offseason in terms of drafting, in terms of free agency. So I think the Saints could be a team to look out for as someone who could give them a little bit of run for their money potentially. But looking at the Bucs, like I said, they got Tom Brady. That already means you're going to be looking fine. Your offense is looking good. Your defense looks like it's going to be fine. So it's going to be interesting to see how this team does. I think they're going to be top in the NFC South again. The brand new head coach with Todd Bowles, we'll see how they do. And I think that the Bucs are going to be in great condition and great contention for this 2022 season. Definite playoff luck. Put it in right here on what is it? It's 4-14, right? Iffy. And I'm going to go right now and say the Bucs are going to be in the playoffs for sure. I mean, I feel pretty confident in that. If gambling was legal in Georgia, I would put my money on it, but I can't do that. So theoretically I will. And the Bucs are going to be a tremendous playoff team once again with Tom Brady and the rest of the crew. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and on YouTube. Like I said, if you enjoy clips, if you like clips for shows, we have Instagram over there. We have LinkedIn as well. So please go over there and check us out. Like I said, I've been here today looking there. Check out the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all their hard work they've been doing and the amazing promotion they've been giving us, just working over there and be able to put up our amazing episodes on their website for distribution to everyone. It's been an absolute blast. But like I said, I've been your host today, Lone Liz. If you didn't like the video, comment, share, subscribe. Let all your friends, family know. We're talking about all these teams in college, in the NFL, getting geared up for the season. Got a little bit left, and I think 2 months away before everything kicks off. So we are getting you geared and ready for the season. If you want us to cover your team a little bit sooner, potentially, drop a comment. That's how we get the attention. That's how we get ideas for upcoming videos and episodes, by you guys leaving comments. That dictates our schedule for the next week or two. So please drop a comment if you want your team done a little bit earlier, and we will get to it. I've been your host today, Logan Lewis. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.